views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And this is by far, without question, Terrific Tuesday. Wouldn't it be interesting if I went through all of that and said, and this is by far Wonderful Wednesday.
Oh, that would have been just the start of the day.
That would have been the bomb. But no, I know it's Tuesday because today's show is something I've been looking forward to for a long time. This is what we call a two-part show, and I'll tell you a little bit about the first part right now. And just to kind of give you a sense of what we're planning, those of you that listen to my show and have been listening to it regularly, you have heard the interview, at least, actually, there have been several interviews with a very, very, very powerful, unbelievable, wonderful, as I would say, spiritual teacher, but I will certainly get some clarification today. And I'm talking about Paramahansa Nityananda Swamiji, as I know him. And I will get all of, you know, all the pronunciation worked out as we go forward. But Swamiji is amazing. And he's been on this show a few times, and every time he's been on, you could actually hear and the shift in the vibration. And we're getting ready to tell you today about an amazing series that we are rolling out. And with me, I have one of, again, I have to say this, an individual that is just radiant in terms of his own energy and the work that he does. And Vinay will be on and we'll be talking about this today. That's part one. Part two, at half the hour, we will be having a conversation with what do you say? Spiritual icon, a creator of unbelievable opening to alternative medicine, Deepak Chopra. So that will be the second interview. And this morning, if you were up early enough at 7 a.m., and in case you weren't, 7 p.m. tonight, was my interview with Deepak Chopra's daughter, Malika. And a fabulous book she has, 100 Things to Tell My Baby, I think that's what it's called. And quite frankly, it's like a book for every one of us. But Vinay, I want to thank you so much for joining the show today. I am so excited about what we are about to introduce to people.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks very much for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Let's talk a little bit about Swamiji, about the teachings, and let's give people a backdrop so that they understand what we are about to roll out. And what we're looking at really is a five-part series of radio programming, but it really is much more than that. So,
yeah, maybe I can talk a couple of sentences about Swami first, right?
I would love for you to do that.
Okay.
How did I do on the name?
Oh, fantastic. if you want to get really...
I do.
Okay, the Indian accent is like Paramahamsa.
Paramahamsa.
Nityananda.
Nityananda.
Yeah.
Bit close?
Very close, very
okay.
close.
Okay, I'm going to work on it. By the time he actually comes on, I'm going to have it.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's his energy name. And he was born in southern India, and at the age of 14, he had a first experience of what the ultimate cosmic experience can be.
Mm.
And right on from that time, there was a single-minded pursuit to achieve that state, like 24/7.
Mm.
So around 17, he left home in the single-minded pursuit of truth, and he traveled the length and breadth of India by foot. You know, can you imagine walking up like the Himalayas and different portions of rough terrain by foot around tens of thousands of kilometers and meeting different people, different spiritual masters and practicing various meditations. And then at the age of 22, he achieved what we can term as enlightenment, which is the blossoming of consciousness.
Mm.
And right after that, he still traveled around 2 years after that experience. And then he's recently started the movement of meditation to really awaken people into the world of consciousness, I could say.
Mm. Now, we are thrilled to know, by the way, that he is going to be touring the country, touring our country, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you might want to say a little bit about that for the listeners that are really tuning in from across the United States.
Sure, sure. This is his third time to the United States, and we're starting our spiritual nerve in the U.S. will be Los Angeles. That'll be our main center for the Western Hemisphere, and he's visiting Los Angeles first around third week of February. So in each from Los Angeles, I think he's traveling to either Ohio. And then the whole schedule is up on the web on nityananda.org. He's traveling to Texas, Ohio, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and then Seattle, and then Vancouver, B.C.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you folks out there in Jersey, I know you're listening. So you're going to want to find out more information, and we'll be able to provide you with, you know, many, many different ways that you can find out information about Swamiji, also about the upcoming program that's being held here. Talk a little bit about what's going on here in the April time frame, because that's very exciting.
Yes. So Swami is visiting in Seattle on April 26th, I believe that's Wednesday, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. So from Wednesday to Monday, he'll be here in Seattle. So we have definitely a few very interesting events arranged.
Yes.
We'll have three or four discourses, hopefully in some of the popular popular locations in the city, probably mm-hmm. like Seattle Unity mm-hmm. or Bellevue Unity mm-hmm. or the Hindu Temple. Mm-hmm. We are yet to finalize that schedule.
Yes, we're hoping the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle as well.
Yes.
And I spoke with Reverend Lynn about that, so we're hoping to get them some information.
Yes. Culminating those discourses, also, oh, one thing, we're also going to be in East West Bookshop doing a talk and a book signing.
When are you going to do that? Because I'm thinking now that if, you know, Swami is going to be there in the East West Bookstore, they're going to have to add on an entire new building to handle the people.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, for the kind of events they conduct.
You've got to get there early.
Yes.
You have to get there early. We went through this, you know, once before in folks wanting to you know, participate.
Right.
And thinking that they could show up like 10 minutes before the event. And find a seat.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's why I think we're going to have it in the afternoon in East West Bookshop, because the kind of audience we're expecting is at least around 300 for each of these discourses.
Yeah.
And the East West can probably accommodate only around 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then following those discourses on the weekend, we'll be having a 2-day weekend workshop.
Yes.
And he's been doing workshops of this nature last year. And, boy, I can't tell you the kind of experiences that I myself went through and other people I've seen. It's like, wow, I mean, the kind of life I've lived until now is like complete life flashes before you. And mm-hmm. then you take the next jump in terms of your energy levels and consciousness.
Mm.
And that's like the short description of a high-level description of what I can say. Hopefully we'll get yes. to the details sooner in our series.
Yes.
And then following that, he will do, on Monday, he does a healing initiation, healing for people to mm-hmm. give energy to others. That's mm-hmm. the sense I'm talking here. So that's kind of the short overview of Swami's tour here in Seattle, and we'll be going into the details in our show, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, so let's talk a little bit about, and we're going to have much more to say about this, and, you know, this segment is, as well, is a segment, if you have questions and would like to call in and chat, you know, this is definitely, Vinay will definitely be able to do that. So let's do that now. Let's open up the phone lines, just in case folks have questions, have a question asked, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. Okay, I am very excited about the series. I really am. I mean, this is absolutely wonderful. Let's just talk a little bit about the series, what we're planning for the show, and what the series is. You know, what teaching is the series based on? Let's really wet everybody's whistle on this one, boy.
Yeah, this the series is based on the wisdom that Swami gave from this very ancient scripture. I think most of us who would be in spirituality would know the scripture. It's a 5,000-year-old, at least, Indian scripture called Bhagavad Gita.
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually given by Krishna, who was an enlightened master from India, to his friend named Arjuna in the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And this battle was one of the most destructive battles ever in the in the history of humans.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing scripture that essentially it's like a one-on-one wisdom from an enlightened master to his friend slash disciple. And Swami has brought this ancient scripture into modern perspective in a sequence of 18 discourses in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
This was earlier in October last year.
Mm-hmm.
He did a series of 18 discourses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fantastically brought, I would say, a bridge between this vast wealth of ancient wisdom. And how does it applicable to our modern logic and science?
Well, absolutely. And that's why I was thrilled when we were putting this together.
Yes.
Because, you know, we are in a time of war. In case anybody doesn't realize that we are in a time of war.
Right.
And what's interesting about the Gita, what's interesting is the teaching that comes out of, really, a battle.
Yes.
Right? I mean, we're talking about a battle here.
Very true, very true.
Right?
Yeah, very true. I mean, actually, the battle happens between two families that are related. And these are like siblings of a single parent we're talking about here. And it's the context is like, so the Arjuna, the disciple, is wondering, am I really to fight this battle and kill my own relatives? For the sake of what?
Good question.
Yes, so I think that's a pertinent question that we're all asking today is we're all, you know, seeing all this terrorism and war, and for the sake of what, I think is a pertinent question.
Well, I want to stay with that because that leads us to, you know, talk a little bit about, I wish we could have taken the entire series. Actually, this is a DVD set, isn't it?
Yes.
Because I want to make sure everyone knows about this because folks can actually purchase the DVD,
yes,
can't they?
Yes, yes.
And so there are, many, many teachings in this, and we're going to be pulling out five,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, it's a set of 18 DVDs.
It's 18, right.
And each of them is probably at least 2 hours plus.
I know.
And we're going to be choosing five topics. And, you know.
It was tough, folks. It was really tough to pick these five. But let's talk about them so everyone knows what we're planning to talk about. This
sure.
is so pertinent. I mean, this is, you know, people say, I mean, the major question is, you know, what can we find, where can we find the gift in war? Where can we find the gift in battle? Where can we find the gift in revenge? Where can we find the gift in greed? I mean, these are the questions where people are saying, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around this, but yet what we're talking about is a major teaching, a major spiritual a teaching created from war, from battle.
Right. So, I mean, the kind of the standard classification of sort of scriptures is one is, they call it the intellectual knowledge, right? There's a lot of scriptures
uh-huh.
that give sense of logic and intellectual understanding of what the world is. And then there are a set of scriptures I would more call hymns or songs, which are in praise of this gigantic creation and the creator. So that's like an emotional level scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are sutras, which are like aphorisms that point to the understanding of the world. So they're not intellectual, they're not emotional, they're sort of a combination of both.
Okay.
So this scripture has all of these elements.
Mm.
It starts out as an intellectual scripture to cover the base and touches the emotional aspects, the heart aspect, and from head to mind to energy,
mm-hmm.
to the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes the wisdom from intellectual to heart to energy.
Mm.
And it is given at the battlefield and to indicate that it is pertinent at every time, because the human mind is in conflict and in our life in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
So it signifies that aspect of war that is within us,
mm-hmm.
beautifully.
Oh, it's wonderful. Let's talk about the five pieces to this. So, and we'll let people know, just give them a sense right now of what we're planning and when we're planning it. And more information will be available on my website, and we'll be announcing it, so you'll be able to hear about the exact dates and times. And for those of you that are not signed up for my newsletter, you absolutely are going to want to do that. That's the way that you get information firsthand, up front, about things that are going on in our area, as well as the programming that we have. So that would be great to do that. If you go right now to the drpatshow.com, it will take you to the crust-busting website as of this day. But pretty soon, we'll take you to a new website. Just sign up for the newsletter. We do not do anything strange with your email. We do not sell our mailing list. This is simply to provide information about this program and the thing and the events that are going on with our guests. All right, let's talk about February 7th. I love all of these, but I was especially interested to hear about this particular topic. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, quantum spirituality. So usually we have we segregate kind of two dimensions in our life, right?
Mm-hmm.
We say one, the material dimension,
mm-hmm.
and the spiritual dimension. So in our material dimension, we say, I got to achieve things in this physical plane. I've got to work in the world. I've got to, have a house. I've got to have a car.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to have my family. I've got to take care of my parents. So all these things come under material/physical dimension, right? So, and the spiritual dimension is what we say, energy and experiences and God and consciousness. So most of us, we have, how are we going to split our time?
Yes.
Between these two dimensions?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question we're going to answer here, that most of us will choose either to go in physical dimension and, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to be the best best employee or best businessman, best wife, best husband. That's one direction. And the other direction is I'm going to achieve the state of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
that is possible for humans. So these two directions apparently are contradictory in nature, but not exactly. So that's what quantum is about. The quantum is the jump to see that these are not contradictory,
okay,
but complementary.
I think that's going to be absolutely informative for people,
okay.
Because we do see them as actually banging up against each other, not in harmony.
True.
Right?
Very true.
But we're going to shed some new light on that.
Definitely.
And that's going to happen February 7th. So if you have your calendar, mark this down. That's February 7th, and we're going to actually be playing some of the material from the discourse,
yes.
on the show.
Yes.
We're going to be playing music. And
yes.
This is so absolutely amazing. We are totally thrilled about this. Okay, and let's talk about then the next one, the discourse that follows, or the topic that we're going to be talking about, February 21st. And this is something that is really on the minds of so many people.
True, very true.
I mean, it's like the beauty of purposefulness.
Purposelessness, actually.
Purposelessness. See that? That was so Freudian right there. The meaning of living. And so this is sort of the actual dilemma. I mean, this is similar to what we were just talking about.
Yes.
There is this contradiction.
Yeah, I mean, it's like right from childhood, we go from purpose to purpose to purpose.
Absolutely.
And for what? right?
Well, in search of blank.
Right, in search of blank. Right, exactly. Maybe we're running to the graveyard at best, right?
Exactly right.
Who gets there first?
And feeling like we're empty, Vinay. Feeling, you know what I'm saying? Feeling like we're empty. Like there's something outside of ourselves that we absolutely have to get, have to achieve in order to be fulfilled.
Right, true. So, I mean, right as a child, you know, get the best education and then get the best job and then get the best wife or husband. And, you know, get the best education for your children, get the best house. So we go from purpose to purpose to purpose,
right,
from thought to thought to thought, but never really seeing what's in between the thoughts.
And that's the beauty, as you say, of purposelessness.
Right.
Which is wonderful. And we're going to talk about how that relates to the meaning of living.
Right.
And
so
the teachings associated with that.
Exactly. So to look at purposelessness... Mm-hmm. There will be a new meaning when we actually put our attention on purposelessness. A new meaning for life just happens.
Right.
And
right.
That's what we're going to look at.
Naturally.
Yes.
Natural functioning.
Yes.
And then we move into March. And this, again, another topic that'll really, you know, get you to think. And this is about human emotions.
Yes.
It's like all in the headlines.
Right.
You know, emotional this, emotional intelligence, emotional IQ, emotions, emotions, emotions.
Right. So, I mean, we are this human beings, and we have a set of primal emotions.
Right.
And we're going to look at this more deeper way. And these emotions, we can see that, what are these emotions?
Yes.
At the back of it, what are these?
Yes.
We say anger, we say jealousy.
Right. We say sadness, we say happy.
Right. We can differentiate it at the mental level, but when we step back, what is it?
Oh, this is so good.
What is it, actually?
Mm.
You know, in the first of it, it's a sensation.
Yes,
right?
it is.
It's a sensation in the human
and it's
body.
A body. Yeah, exactly.
And what is a sensation?
Okay.
So if we go like that, I think it ultimately, sensation is just like movement of particles in the body. And what is that movement of particles? So it terms, so that's energy behind it.
Energy.
Or force.
Mm-hmm.
So that's we're going to take a step back and look at each of these emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And actually it turns out that each particular emotion or pattern that we have is linked to a particular area of the body.
Yes.
For example, when we say love, we say heartbreak and not a backbreak, right?
We'll talk about that in depth when we get to that week, but you're right.
Right.
You know,
right.
When we talk about our jobs, right, and issues around our jobs, then we talk about backache.
Right.
Backache, break your back.
Right.
Break your back, right? Then we go into March, and we're going to talk about memories. Tell
yes.
us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so these are called samskaras in the scripture, are also called in the modern lingo as engraved memories.
Yes, that's right.
Like, you know, are we all haunted by some of our bad memories, so to speak, right?
We were actually talking about a few of them on the way here to the studio.
Oh, yeah.
The question is, are we haunted by them or are they simply memories?
That's true. So, I mean, these memories, some of them either good or some of them are either bad as we segregate them. Nonetheless, what they do is they limit
mm-hmm.
of what we can do. And how we are, how we perceive ourselves, right?
Yes.
So to really understand what has happened in this process,
mm-hmm.
how did we get these memories, and understand that process, and again, link it back to energy, right? Like, what is the process in which we formed these memories, and how is it limiting us today?
Right. And because we don't want to be holding on to our limitations, do we?
Right.
And then April 3rd, again, this is a topic that we don't hear very often, that we don't talk about very often, but actually, you know, is really embedded in, you know, this ancient 5,000-year-old Indian scripture. And we're talking about sincerity.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, there's been a lot of dialogue around commitment, around authenticity, but sincerity is not a word that we hear very often. And this is wonderful, the way that you've laid this out.
Right. The key words are sincerity and liberation, right?
Exactly. That's what this topic is, the straight way to liberation. And that will be April 3rd. So we are planning many, many more visits together. And we will, at the end of April, Swamiji will be in the studio.
Yes.
Right?
Hopefully
Am
at
I right
the end
on
of
that?
April. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then he will sum the whole thing up for us, I'm hoping, in a full hour program. So, you know, we have lots to talk about. Is there a website that folks can go to at this point in time? I know you're creating one.
Yes. LifeBlessProgram.org/Seattle is almost on the way.
Okay, but so maybe we can give birth at the same time with our website.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Vinay. Thank you so much for joining the show today. And you will be back. We have much to talk about, a lot to get done, and these wonderful teachings, very exciting and very timely.
Yes.
Born out of the heat of battle. Thank you so much for joining. What would be your personal message that you would like to leave with our listeners right now?
Oh, just be sincere, right? Be sincere and look at the wisdom of knowledge that we have.
Mm.
And look at the wisdom of knowledge that we have in the past 5 to 10,000 years. Start with that first, right?
And we'll do that. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Wow. You know, these are very exciting. I am absolutely thrilled about them. And we're going to be creating absolutely fabulous creative programming, which will include on-air discussions, which will opening questions. We'll be bringing excerpts from Swamiji's discourses. We will have music. It's going to absolutely be fabulous. So stay tuned. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, Deepak Chopra, if you have a question, please call in with your question. We will write it down and bring it on air. But you're going to have to call in like right now, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. We'll be right back.
Before I begin, how long before you decide?
The Dr. Pat Show is proud to announce the opening of One, the movie, January 6th at the Landmark Varsity Theater.
In the spring of 2002, I think we all had a lot on our minds, but why the idea to make an independent film? I don't know. So, since I have no idea how to make a movie, I figure I'm going to need some help.
So he lays this out on me, let's make a movie, and of course, I say yes.
So with our camera in our hand, we head out into the world. And as I look back now, I have to question myself. Why? Why did we possibly think we would gain access to noteworthy people who would help us with this project? Why would a group of guys from Detroit with absolutely no experience in filmmaking possibly think we would be able to meet, let alone interview, some of the world's greatest priests and rabbis and imams? But they came forward. As I look at their faces now, I'm amazed. Indian yogis, masters from the East, African kings, they volunteered to help us with this project. We were joined by Catholic monks and Buddhist nuns, Native American medicine men, great minds, cultural icons, authors, celebrated thinkers, people working at a very high level on the international stage, and they gave of themselves to us without qualifying us, without asking us who we were or what our credentials were, knowing only that our project was about oneness. And the power of that energy alone, they opened the doors and they let us in. And so I think it's important as we tell this story, as we tell the story of this movie and the story of this journey, that we honor all of that love and positive energy that these wonderful people gave to us. And I hope we can do that.
Don't miss One, the movie, opening January 6th at the Landmark Varsity Theater. And tune in to the Dr. Pat Show, 11 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday on AM 1150. KKNW.
Do you want to learn how to heal broken bones and other ailments instantly like the ancient kahuna did? Lori Grant, Kahuna Ohokahi, is coming from Hawaii to teach those secrets and more in her Kahuna Arch Healing Seminar, February 17th through the 19th in SeaTac. For more information or to find out how to receive a free oneness cord blessed by Lori, call 808-394-2464 or go to archhealing.com. That's 808-394-2464 or archhealing.com.
Sitting by the fire, making memories, Let's pass around the coffee. Hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us. The moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Listen Wednesdays at 7 p.m. right here on KKNW.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. You've heard me talk about it, and now it's here. The book, Inspiration to Realization, Volume 2. Real women reveal proven strategies for personal, business, financial, and spiritual fulfillment. And guess what? Dr. Pat leads the book off with the 3 secrets to living life full out. Order your copy now by going to www.thedrpatshow.com or call Bobby at 206-550-6316. That's 206-550-6316.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Thank you for joining the show today. That was an unbelievable segment, and we're not done. We're just warming up. And you will hear more from a very dear friend, Swamiji, in the future. We will hear many, many, many of the teachings, and so we're thrilled about that. Today we have with us Deepak Chopra, and I want to just a little bit to say that for those of you that are not familiar with Dr. Chopra's work, he is acknowledged as one of the world's greatest leaders in the field of mind-body medicine, and he continues to transform our understanding of the meaning of health and the meaning of living. Through this creation, the Chopra Center for Well-Being in California, he has established an unbelievable, expansive way for each and every one of us to get really tuned in to life, to living, and to absolutely divine health. And we are going to absolutely have a fabulous segment today with him. We are honored to have him on the show today. We're making some connections. You all have been asked if you have questions for him. You can call in. We will write them down and we will bring them on air. So we're thrilled to have him on the show. That song that we heard, okay, Benny, let's play it. Let's look. Is by our one and only Ava Sikowski, and she has written that song, Butterfly, in honor of Deepak Chopra, in honor of his work, in honor of the many things he is doing. So we will be having him on the air in a few.
Might be a little more than a few. I think he's been delayed just a little bit.
He's
so
been
we're
delayed?
Getting a hold of him.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, well, let's keep our conversation going.
Jump back over there.
Vinay is still with us.
Exactly. So, he's like, I get to talk more. Great.
And I'm going to ask you about Deepak, Vinay. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Vinay was on our first segment, and as a matter of fact, you just got back from India, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We spent about 3 weeks in India. More than that, I would say 3.5. And we did a 15-day course with Swamiji in the India Center in Bangalore.
Mm.
And then we went up a little trip with him up North India, and then we're back. So you were asking something.
I'm just amazed. You know what? I was just there with you for a minute. Did you see me go off there?
Yes, I did.
I was like right there with you. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, definitely.
I was like right there. I can only imagine how absolutely wonderful it must be like to, you know, be in the presence of that level of consciousness 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
As he said, you know, you can do a lot of courses And they're all helpful, of course, right? A lot of meditation courses, a lot of personal development courses. Beyond that, that really connecting with that source, with that energy, with that source of creation is the fundamental point, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a fundamental challenge for every individual consciousness.
Why is it so hard? I want to know why it's... Why does it have to be a challenge, Vinay? Well, I mean, come on, help me here. I'm one of these believers that, you know, life doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a challenge.
True, true. Yeah, I think that's, it's the mind that makes it challenging, right? It's our perception of it that makes it challenging. So inherently, I mean, yeah, to use that actually, it's a choice of words. But inherently, there is no such thing as easy or hard, right? It's what we perceive it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a process. It's neither easy nor hard. It's a process of like balancing on the ice, right? If you want to learn skating, it's right. It's just about how do you balance. Your skates on the ice. So it's exactly like that. I think, there's so much energy in this, all around us. The force that holds the body together, right?
Mm-hmm.
The force that beats the heart and the force that's holding this table together in front of us.
Is energy.
It's pure force and energy, right? So how come we're not feeling that right now?
Yes.
Right? How come?
Yes, help me.
Right, so, so I think it takes a little balance and tuning ourselves to this, all these elements that are seemingly you cannot directly perceive them through our senses.
Mm-hmm.
We have five senses, right?
Right.
So, but we can only see and touch and feel and hear through them, but. Some of these subtle forces and energy, we can't, our senses are fundamentally limited by their definition and by their design, right?
Right.
So it requires something more deeper than the senses, in which is in our body, which is inherent to us, we have to tune into that aspect. And when we can tune in there, then we can perceive all these energies and forces that we were just talking about.
Mm. Is it a reprogramming? I mean, you know, it sounds to me like there. If we go back, 5,000 years plus, we go back 5,000 years plus, it sounds like there was a consciousness, a connection to the energy. And some people say that there is now a rise in the consciousness, awareness, and energy.
True. I think both of them are. In the first aspect, I think time in and time out, I think we've got, I can say enlightened masters, our saints, who've been telling about, of course, today's topic is also oneness.
Yes.
So I've been talking about oneness and consciousness in probably different lingo. For example, a Buddha talked about emptiness.
Uh-huh.
And the Zen folks talked about consciousness.
Uh-huh.
And the Hindus, Shankara, who was an enlightened saint, talked about Brahman. Brahman, the seed, primal consciousness. So they all used different words. Bliss is another word it's the message of Swami Nityananda.
Mm-hmm.
So we're using lingo that's pertinent to the current mindset of the people, but fundamentally we're pointing it to that universal consciousness that is there and somehow mysteriously, creating and I could say... rejuvenating this world and also us, right?
Yes.
So I think that oneness is time in and time out our spiritual masters have pointed to it. And I think our minds have escaped their message quite a bit. And I think these days, yes, as you pointed out, we have seen an upsurge of people trying to tune in into these messages.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it is, as in the Gita, do you think it is this idea that we are in the state of war, so to speak, and that the contrast, it's really a calling for the contrast to rise? I mean, that's just
contrast.
Meaning, you know, this we have the emergence of war, emergence of battle.
Right.
Right? As we talked about earlier,
uh-huh.
emergence of battle and in the heat of battle.
True.
Does that allow for or give room for the opposite, the contrast of it, so to speak?
True, right? Very true, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just like these seemingly opposite values, like the only when there is disturbance, we seek for
that's
peace.
What
right?
I'm, this, that's it. There we
right?
go. Yes, okay. That's so, what I'm asking.
Exactly, right? Only when there's disturbance, only then a concept of a peace even arises, right?
Right, exactly.
Otherwise, they don't exist. If there is no disturbance, then there's no peace at all. There's no requirement for peace.
Well, and then we talk about, you know, the story of Nityananda Swami, right?
Yes.
And we talk about his early knowing, I don't know another word for it,
uh-huh.
a knowing of what was his to do,
uh-huh.
and then the action for, that he took,
uh-huh.
really in search, right?
Yes, I think a lot of his like knowing the purpose and his
yeah.
and you know all those happened after enlightenment and partly probably also before.
Okay.
But the fullest you know the full view of his purpose happened
uh-huh.
after his enlightenment.
Uh-huh.
But as I think what prompted him to really go in search of this possibility of you know the possibility of the consciousness
mm-hmm.
was an experience.
Yes.
Right, you know, we can talk about in words what oneness means
mm-hmm.
And what this consciousness is about.
Mm-hmm.
But as Swami accurately describes, he says it's just a menu card, right?
Uh-huh.
Reading words of talking of, right, is just a menu card.
Uh-huh.
We have no clue how the cookie tastes just by reading a menu card. Or we have no clue how pasta tastes by reading about pasta, right?
No, we don't.
Just absolutely none.
No, it's just they're words. You have a sense of what it looks like to put everything together,
right.
But you really don't have a sense of what the outcome of integrating all of that really is about.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a short break, and when we come back, thank you, Vinay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you have a spiritual name.
Yes.
And I would like folks to know your spiritual name.
Oh, it's Nitya Sakit Jyoti. It means I'll be an eternal light to the truth. It's like a way of tuning in to your consciousness and to your purpose.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
so much for the show today. Thank you so much. I can't wait. We are going to have such a wonderful time.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Deepak Chopra.
Are you dreaming me?
Search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show talk radio to thrive by. Be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show. As a co-sponsor of the 14th annual Women of Wisdom Conference, Return to the Well, I want to invite my listeners to a very special weekend of women empowering one another through experiential workshops, dynamic presentations, ceremonies, music, and dance. This year's conference will be held February 23rd to the 26th at Magnuson Park in Seattle. It is a wonderful opportunity to share stories, make new friends, and replenish your spirit with such wise women as Dr. Jean Houston, Christina Baldwin, Connie Grouds, Gloria Burgess, and Tama Keeves. Both men and women are welcome to participate. Return to the well and make the commitment to deepen your own spiritual awareness.
Register now by calling
join the Women of Wisdom Foundation at 206-782-3363 or download an application on the web at womenofwisdom.org.
You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Let's hear some more of that tune. Everyone, and we are so honored to have with us today Deepak Chopra. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Deepak, for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm so thrilled you were able to make it to the show today, and I know you're very busy, so we're very grateful for you coming on. Well, you know, we have opened the movie One in Seattle, and it has really been an unbelievable, phenomenal success. I'm not sure if you've been told how it is selling out the box offices here.
Oh, really?
And, yes, it is.
Right now, where is it showing?
It's showing in Seattle right now and in Bellevue. And
oh, that's wonderful.
It
really
is.
Really wonderful.
And it's been fabulous. And so there are a couple questions I would like to ask you about the movie, about oneness.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions, and I don't know if you know this, but I've asked my listeners to send their questions in, so I'd like to, you know, present some of these to you as well. There is a question, there is a quote from you a while back, and I think it says like this. Awareness isn't something you achieve. It's what happens when you stop trying so hard. How do you define being aware?
It's to go beyond your ego perceptions and experience that part of yourself which is universal. So once you go beyond your conditioning, then in the stillness of your own internal dialogue, there is infinite, unbounded awareness. And that's what a spiritual experience is, to have the experience of God or universal consciousness or spirit, or to feel that the ground of your being is also the ground of all other beings, that there's a single reality that differentiates into everything in space-time, in the world of space-time, causality, matter, information, is all a differentiated aspect of that single reality. And that single reality is your own deeper self.
Mm. You know, I just mentioned that the movie won the movie is really just been sold out weekend after weekend. And I would like to ask you about this. Here is a movie about oneness. And in its amazingly raw, authentic form, is touching the hearts of so many people. And I would like you to share a little bit of your perspective on why you believe this is happening and happening now, right now, in a time of war.
Well, right now, the world is that we see there of war and terrorism and ecological disasters and changing weather patterns and extreme economic disparities and violation of human rights. If you really wanted to say, is there one cause of this? And that one cause would be that we are experiencing a rift in our collective soul. But if we go a little deep, we'll have the experiential knowledge of that oneness. And in that experiential knowledge of oneness is the healing of everything, of our planet. Our planet is very wounded at the moment, and people have a deep hunger for healing. The word healing is the same as the word holy. It's the return of the memory of oneness.
You know, thank you. Thank you. There are people that are continuing to talk about the awe in watching the movie and have leave the movie with many, many questions. Questions about the people in the movie, about the characters, about some of the contradictions between folks that are sharing their truth. And so the question that I would ask you is a question of truth. Are we in search of truth?
Yes, we are in search of truth, and there are many ways to interpret what the truth is intellectually.
Mm-hmm.
But experientially, truth is love, it's compassion, it's a deeper understanding of our universality, it's having a connection with the creative power of the universe, it is inspiration. And it is all the things that we hunger and thirst for as human beings. Every child that is born is proof of that experience. You know, children are naturally inspired, enthusiastic, compassionate, and loving. There's a phrase in India that every child that is born is proof that God has not yet given up on human beings.
Mm. Thank you. We just had the segment before. We were talking about enlightenment, and we were talking about the Bhagavad Gita and how that unbelievable scripture, 5,000-year-old scripture,
mm-hmm.
the teachings, that was also born out of battle.
Right, but the battle was, in a sense, you know, the battle with our own inner demons. And once we have vanquished our own demons, then the battles outside
mm-hmm.
cease, because, you know, we realize there is no other. What we perceive as the other is a mirror of our own self.
And do you believe that people in today's world are willing to face themselves? Really take a look inside?
I think they want to. I mean, I think today's world has such a deep yearning for healing, such a deep yearning for understanding. We've asked these questions for ages. You know, who am I? Where do I come from? What's the meaning of my existence? What happens to me after I die? Does God exist? Do I have a soul? If God exists, does God care about me? But for the first time, what we're realizing also is that first there is, despite the different interpretations of religious ideology, true spirituality finds that universal factor in all these religions. And the second thing is that today science is also telling us that there is a world of consciousness where we are inseparably interdependently, not just interconnected, but inseparable.
What is the message that we can take out into the world, each and every one of us? What is the message that we can take out into the world?
I think the most important message is do an inner search. Practice the way of, in the Bhagavad Gita, since you mentioned it, there are four things that are taught. The yoga of knowledge, which is also the yoga of science. The yoga of love, compassion, and understanding. The yoga of selfless service to your fellow human beings. And the yoga of meditation and stillness. If we can, at least to some extent, embark on this journey, then we will not only heal ourselves, we'll heal everybody around us.
Is it possible to then take this message out into the world? And really, we hear a lot about our being connected.
I think it's very important right now that we take this message out if we want to reach one day a critical mass of awareness in the world. And that critical mass will only be achieved through movies, through media, through information networks, through the new technologies that we have, through videos, because now it's possible that when an idea becomes popular, it becomes seeded in the collective consciousness. Just like genes replicate, so too memes, M-E-M-E-S, are the equivalent of genes. Once they catch on,
mm-hmm.
then they spread and they replicate themselves. And this is one meme that we need to have a quick replication of.
Well, thank you. And, you know, let me just ask this question. There are many people that have given up. There are many people that sit in the world and have a sense that I will never achieve my dream. I will never achieve my goal. And in a sense, represent.
Well, you know, there is only one way to achieve your dreams and goals, is to find that source of creativity within you, which is one with the infinite creativity of the whole universe. And we all have it. You know, we have there's a favorite poem of mine from the Sufi poet Rumi. He says, the whole universe exists inside you. Ask all from yourself.
Mm. Let me ask you this last question, and thank you so much for joining the show today. How do you want to be remembered?
Oh, I want to be remembered as having played some part in the transition team that is hopefully going to give birth to a new civilization. It's happening anyway, so if I can be part of that team, I'd be very honored.
Well, I have to say, you have touched the lives of so many people, so much so that one of our local musicians has written a song about you.
Oh, I'm so honored.
We would like to play some of it as we end today's show.
Sure,
and I want to personally thank you so much for taking your message out into the world. You have touched my life, and you have touched the lives of so many people. And this gift is from Ava Sikowski to you, Deepak Chopra.
Oh, thank you so much, Avis, and everybody else.
For joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW Seattle.